After an excellent 6-0 start, including yesterday's home opener, an 80-66 win over Northeastern, it might be fun to isolate some of the elements of the Tigers' success so far. Some of this will be objective and some will be subjective. The Tigers are currently ranked number 54 in the respected KenPom rankings based on performance to date. Yale, at number 78, is the only other Ivy squad in the top 100. Cornell, off to a fine 5-1 start, is ranked 103rd. Pomeroy projects the results of every game on the Tigers' schedule in terms of a probability percentage. This analysis favors the Tigers to win their remaining games, with the exception of the Yale game in New Haven on February 2nd. Pomeroy projects a one-point Bulldog win, 69-68. It's fun to consider this kind of analysis, but it's hardly reliable after only six games. Princeton's success to this point is based primarily on Henderson's reliance on his five starters, four of whom are on the floor for at least 80% of the minutes, led by Captain Matalako, a true coach on the floor, at 92%. Zach Martini, the fifth starter, is at 75%. Obviously, going forward, the Tigers need to count on the starting five to show up every night. Subjectively, the Tigers are benefiting from a talented coach in his prime who is able to recruit excellent players. His kids commit to what Henderson wants to do, and they are skillful enough to make it work at a high level consistently. While his players put up some gaudy stats on offense, as we shall see in a moment, Henderson preaches defense. He customarily deploys his team in a man-to-man half-court defense. He uses intense pressure, frequent double-teaming, and positioning for defensive rebounds. Success depends on all five players understanding what to do and when to do it. If any one player is slow to react properly, the entire defense can be exposed. When it works, as it has this season, it's fun to watch. He will also sometimes deploy a 1-3-1 zone to confuse the opposition, and we have seen that work. One detail that illustrates Henderson's success is the fact that his teams have 11 wins over Power 5 teams, more than any other Ivy program in the same span of seasons. This year, Rutgers is the most recent Power 5 victim. Last year, he beat Missouri and Arizona to reach the Sweet 16. The Tigers are 3-1 in their last four games against Power 5 teams. You can't talk about the Tigers' defense without focusing on the work of sophomore Caden Pierce, last year's Ivy Freshman of the Year. Pierce is emerging as a clear candidate to set career rebounding records for the Tigers. He was named Ivy Player of the Week earlier this month after averaging 17 points and 15 rebounds in the opening week of the season. He has three double-doubles this season and 10 in his young career. He grabs 12 caroms a game, currently third in the nation. When he achieves double digits in rebounds, the Tigers have a record of 13-1. In yesterday's win against the Huskies, he had a game-high 9 rebounds, just missing a double-double with 9 points. Last year's Tiger team rode the broad shoulders of Tosin. He handled the ball on nearly every possession and anchored the defense. He was so good that at times the style was get it to Tosin and get out of the way. Losing him and two other key players suggested that the Tigers lost too much to achieve the same level of success this season. Captain Matalako did not accept that. Under his leadership and realizing that this team does not have a Tosin, the Tiger offense features constant ball and player movement. The result is frequent drives to the rim and almost always a high percentage shot. As the team, As a team, the Tigers are shooting 46% from the field. They are attempting three more shots per game than their opponents. The three-point disparity is even more pronounced. The Tigers have attempted 53 more threes than their opposition and made 22 more. That's 66 more points from deep than the opponents in six games. Alaco, also a recent Ivy Player of the Week, is shooting at an historically efficient level. His scoring average is 18 points per game. His shooting percentage is an unfathomable 68%. From beyond the arc, his shooting percentage is 62. His work ethic is off the charts, making him the ideal leader for a young team. He gives everything he has all the time. He is modest and cares about one thing, winning. This is his team, and it's in good hands. Xavion Lee, the sophomore guard from Canada, has succeeded even the high expectations Henderson had for him. He got to play a lot in his first year and showed flashes of brilliance. Yesterday, he canned a career high of 30 points, the first time a Tiger reached that mark since Jalen Llewellyn in 2020. Lee was 11 of 21 from the field. In a post-game interview, he downplayed his scoring, focusing instead on the team. He said, quote, "We are a really hard team to guard when we're all moving." Lee was a key player on the Canadian national team this summer and credits the experience with making him a better player. He spent hundreds of hours in the weight room since last season, emerging as a very strong and very fast player. The sky is the limit for him. The other starters, Blake Peters and Zach Martini, have made huge contributions in very carefully designed roles, each of whom understand what his role is. Peters has the green light from Henderson to jack it up from beyond the arc, and he does. He is averaging 3 made threes per game. Martini is a strong presence in the paint. At 6 feet 7 inches, he is usually matched up against bigger players, but none is tougher. Martini is also an excellent three-point shooter, as we have seen. The team's free throw percentage is an excellent 82. Toussaint was, in all candor, a mediocre shooter from the line. Since he got a lot of attempts, the team's performance from the line was impacted negatively. This season, every player, including those off the bench, are producing quite well from the line. Interestingly, the Tigers and their opponents have taken just about the same number of shots from the field. The Tigers have made 19 more, however, and their scoring margin is almost 13 points per game. Comfortable indeed at this point. Rebounding has been vital as well. No opponent has out-rebounded the Tigers, who average 3.5 caroms per game more than the opposition. This so far remarkable season continues at Bucknell on November 29th. A win would tie the 7-0 start achieved by the 1997-98 squad, a team that featured Henderson as a star player. He does not like to bring up what he calls, quote, ancient history. The 2023-24 Tigers are going to make their own history. Stay tuned to Ivy Hoops Online. Once again, this is George Clark saying thanks for listening.